Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 113 for Friday, October 23rd. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were mostly higher Friday morning, taking strength from action in the Canadian currency. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to foreign buyers. Canola was anywhere from 80 cents to $1.20 above unchanged, with the November contract coming in at $474.40 per ton. Canola's most active January contract seems to have found support at the $480 per ton level. Right now it's coming in at $481.80 per ton. Dry weather in parts of Brazil were supportive for canola, according to a report. However, losses in the U.S. soy complex, European rapeseed futures, and Malaysian palm oil all dragged on prices. Yesterday's weak close in canola has tilted the bias to the downside. The U.S. harvest continues to speed along in soybean fields in the U.S., and that has cast a bearish tone over the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were down 46 cents, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.94 a bushel. Better than expected yields in the U.S. soybean crop continued to put pressure on prices. The fast pace of the U.S. harvest is also weighing on values. Yesterday, the U.S. sold 463,000 tons of soybeans to an unknown buyer. 420,000 of those tons were for delivery during 2015-2016. Corn was 3 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at $3.75 per bushel. The higher U.S. dollar put pressure on corn this morning and has also thrown some choppiness into the market. Favorable harvest weather in the U.S. Midwest limited the gains. Corn harvest progress was reported at 59% harvested, compared to 42% last week. U.S. wheat is 5 cents lower, with the December contract sitting at $4.85 a bushel. Recent moisture has improved the outlook for the crops in the U.S. southern plains, which was bearish for prices. The winter wheat there has been facing drought stress, but a bit of rain did help it significantly. Meantime, dry conditions continue to threaten the wheat crop in Russia. The Russian Grain Union is reporting that 30% of that country's winter grain area is suffering from a lack of precipitation. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, October 23rd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.